Dr. Galthorpe this morning. We're talking about dealing and coping with bossy people. Where do you want to pick it up, Doctor?
Well, I think that what we can look at is that with bossy people, I said, yes, let's look at it from a trauma-informed lens and where this all comes from. But we also have to recognize, okay, but I'm on the receiving end of a bossy person. Now what? Because bossy people do have a limited awareness of others' feelings. And while they may not be intentionally unkind, they can overlook how their tone or actions affect people. So the focus is usually on outcome of whatever is happening rather than the emotional dynamic. So this can make them appear like insensitive, dismissive, or uninterested in others' viewpoints.
All right. So how can you tell the difference between assertive leadership and controlling behavior when it's happening?
So a simple way to distinguish between the two is just to notice the dynamic in that conversation. So if you take a work situation, if it's an assertive leader, the ideas you'll see in that conversation, the ideas are moving back and forth and the other person feels invited to contribute without pressure. If you're dealing with someone who's bossy or controlling, the conversation can tighten and then the choices about how you're going to respond, those are going to narrow. And then the body language can shift. So the person might like lean more in, raised volume, their cadence or their tempo in their voice and what they're saying can increase. And you'll see some impatience. Really, it is the same in friendships. And intimate relationships because the emotional tone changes. So assertiveness, it feels steady, right? If someone is assertive and confident, you know, I really think this is the best choice and here is why it's the choice. Controlling behavior can feel tense or rigid. Like, we are doing this. I don't want to hear anything about it. You need to pull your weight on this. I'm sick of telling you over and over again. That can be that bossy behavior. So you have to look at what the agenda is in terms of delivering that message. If it's just to get people on side, it's going to be feel more bossy. If it's about coming up with ideas, it's going to feel more assertive.
Miriam and I, and you, yourself, we were just talking like in the break that, I mean, Miriam said that, you know, sometimes when she's working on something, she might come across, and we're all guilty of this, or we've all felt it, where we're coming across as being bossy. But we maybe just had that experience and we know how to get it done efficiently in a timely manner. And you were talking about that. That sometimes where people say, oh, God, she's bossy, but
yeah,
not really.
Whether it's at home or at work.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's different levels of bossiness and you don't want to be seen as a pushover. But then you also want things done right. So if people don't listen, I will do what you said. Like, oh, this is the way I want it. And I think it should be done like this. And you're going to do it because I just see that otherwise I don't get any respect and I'm just being pushed over to the side. And then, yeah, that's my take on that.
And I would agree. I think that it's that when we really get focused on the outcome, see, and that's what you were doing there. You were talking about, I want this outcome. I don't need 20 ways of why you can't do it that way. This has to be the outcome. And that's what happens in business. Often we need a certain outcome. And yes, there's room for ideas, but ultimately we need this outcome. So, and I'm going to just touch one thing that we weren't going to get into, but Miriam, you brought it up, which is in terms of women, we get categorized as bossy or other B words when we are assertive, whereas a male who's in a leadership role could say the exact same thing or even harsher and more controlling, but that's accepted as good leadership. Mm-hmm. Oh, he really knows what he's doing.
I agree.
He knows how to lay that out and get things done. Whereas women, who do they think they are? Like telling people how to do this. Like they're all that. They're bossy. They're the other B word. So it's constantly this issue that women in, you know, leadership, sometimes in friendships, they face if they are assertive or they have to do their job. Like they have to get these expectations met. So they have to get people on side. And so when the tone changes from being, you know, that friendly, you know, we're all working together tone to no, actually, this is how it goes, then they are categorized as bossy, mean, you know, not caring.
Well, especially
about
when
emotions.
You're on a tight deadline, right? And you got things to do. You can't just be there smiling. Oh, please. Can you do this? Please. Pretty please.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the environment, I think. Like, I can imagine back in the day when you worked in the Dubai newsroom with 500 employees, deadlines.
I thought everybody liked clockwork. I would be bossy and they'd look at me like, oh, you're mean. Yeah. What's your problem? I'm like, I'm not being mean. I just want to go home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's the piece around leadership. All leaders face this. It's not just women, but women, the expectation on women is that emotions, we have to constantly make sure everyone feels good, where men, they don't have to do that. They don't have to worry about how someone feels. It's not expected of you, say, Sean, in the same way it would be expected of Miriam or me. It's, you're expected to get things done. Women are expected to get things done and make sure everybody feels good about it.
Where can people track you down, doctor?
Look us up at galthorpetherapist.com. Give us a call, 613-962-1852, and follow us on social media at Dr. Julie Galthorpe, RSW.